Manx Radio Sport.
Clips it down that left-hand channel and into the feet of Joe Middleton. Finds the overlapping run of Higgins. Left edge of the box. Goes low into the box. Adam Adebayi back to goal. Wants to poke it into the path of Dean Pinnington. Gets it out of his feet. Feeds it to Whitley, who goes low for goal. Good save by Martin down to his right. And cleared away out on this left-hand side by McConnell. Bright early start from FC Isle of Man here. They're going to have themselves a throw in around 10, 15 yards or so from the corner flag. But early stages, Darren, but FC Isle of Man working it well from left to right, forcing the save out of the West Inchbury number one.
Yeah, good times for FC Isle of Man. They worked the ball really nicely across the pitch down that left-hand side, getting it to Steve Whitley on the right on side of the box. Shot just wasn't quite wide enough of the goalkeeper. Goalkeeper could deal with it quite easily, but good signs for FC Isle of Man.
Whipped in this time to the back post by Pinnington here. Ollie Martin with two big hands to punch it away for West Inchbury and Chorlton. As far as Sam Baines on the left-hand side for FC Isle of Man. Brings it to the edge of the box and clips that into the back post. That's headed away to the edge of the area. Whitley's going to hit one. Deflected. Touchdown by Middleton and off the post. Goes behind for a goal kick. No flag was coming either. Middleton clips the outside of the woodwork for FC Isle of Man with just over 6 minutes played. Half clear by West Inchbury. Sam Baines just floated it back in on the left-hand side, half-cleared to Whitley. His shot deflected straight into the path of Middleton, who just instinctively threw a boot at it, Darren. Back to goal. Ollie Martin down to his left-hand side, wasn't getting there. Clips the outside of the post.
Yeah, I thought it was going to go in for a split second there. I thought it did go in. Joe Middleton probably had a little bit more time than he actually thought there. Like you said, he just kind of threw his boots at the ball, where he actually probably wouldn't have been able to have a better space to turn and actually put the ball into the back of the net. Maybe a missed opportunity there.
Harry Best rifles it down the right-hand side. Middleton trying to get away from Jack McConnell. A couple of claims for foul, nothing given. Harvey Roberts coming away with the loose ball for the visitors. And out to the right flank for Billingsley with a bit of space. Takes it past Sam Baines. That's good footwork here. Feeds it to the edge of the box. Bannister low for goal! And West Inchbury and Chorlton take the lead. FC Isle of Man 0, West Inchbury and Chorlton 1. Well worked as they won it back in the centre of the park. Harvey Roberts sweeping it out to Lewis Billingsley, who seems to have Sam Baines' number at the moment. Billingsley takes it past Baines and unselfishly squares it to an unmarked Jack Bannister on the edge of the box, who low, first time on his right foot, sweeps it low to Mark Blair's left and into the bottom corner. They are the league's top scorers. Their 55th goal in the league this season so far, and they've made FC Isle of Man pay with just under 16 minutes on the clock, Darren. Visitors lead.
That was a really, really nice finish from Bannister. The ball just seemed to sit kindly for him, and he just placed the ball past Mark Blair. Nothing really the FC Isle of Man goalkeeper could do about that. But that's what we were speaking about with West Inchbury. They were starting to find their form in this game. FC Isle of Man started the game a little bit better, but once West Inchbury can get the ball moving between the players, they look like they're third in the table.
Out and away for a West Inchbury and Chorlton throwing on their left-hand side. It's around 10 yards inside the FC Isle of Man half here. Plenty of options in front of him, but McConnell decides to go back into the feet of Paul Riley, who's moved over to the left around halfway inside the West Inchbury and Chorlton half. Past his right-hand side, allows Adam Jones to bring this up and clip that over the top of the defence. Looks for Jack Bannister, who's beaten his man here. Wants to lob the goalkeeper. It's audacious and into the back of the net. Jack Bannister and West Inchbury and Chorlton with a second here, and that is a sublime finish from West Inchbury's number 7. Adam Jones brought it forward from inside the West Inchbury half, and he timed and weighted his cross perfectly over the top of the FC Isle of Man defence. Jack Bannister with the run round the back, and the FC Isle of Man defence just seemed a little hesitant, maybe expecting an offside flag that didn't come. Mark Blair half came out, was caught in no man's land, and Jack Bannister just with a simple lob over the goalkeeper and into the back of the net, and all of a sudden the visitors are in complete control, Darren. 2-0 to West Inchbury.
Yeah, Bannister with a second, and what a goal that was. He just seemed to shove off Sam Baines like he wasn't there, chipped the goalkeeper, and suddenly it's 2-0. And we were talking moments before that FC Isle of Man need to keep the momentum up from a good positive start, but they're all of a sudden 2-0 down, and West Inchbury seems to be getting better and better.
Out to the right-hand side, Adam Jones looks one over the top of the right-hand side of the FC Isle of Man defence, or FC Isle of Man's left, in fact, depending on your perspective. Billingsley falls back a couple of yards, taken off his feet by Sam Baines of FC Isle of Man. Forced to turn away and infield and managed to find the overlapping run of Pinnington, who's now racing away down the left-hand side. He's got past one man. He's got options further forward, but just forced to slow down a little bit as he whips it into the box. There's Middleton over the top of the crossbar. Clearest chance FC Isle of Man have had for the last 10, 15 minutes. Pinnington down the left-hand side, raced away from one challenge, then just seemed to slow down and assess his options in the box. He whipped it into the six-yard area, and Middleton, completely unmarked between the two centre-halves, just seemed to get right under the header, and it's way over the top, Darren. But that's a good chance for FC Isle of Man.
That was a great chance for FC Isle of Man. What a cross from Dean Pinnington as well. He just seemed to have all the time in the world to put that ball into the box, into the perfect area for Joe Middleton as well. And to be honest, it does have to be said, he probably should be scoring from that range.
Coming up to 35 minutes of normal time played in this opening period, they would certainly be putting themselves maybe not quite into cruise control, but certainly into a very commanding place to be taking this game the way they want it to. So West Indies and Charlton with plenty of players committed forward in this attack, right in front of their supporters over to our left-hand side. It's going to be a right-footed in-swinger, two in the wall for FC Isle of Man. So after a little bit of a delay and a booking, the referee's going to get things back underway. It's whipped into the near post. Mark Blair with the save. Half cleared. Brendan Dawson and FC Isle of Man clear. A couple of claims of handball from West Didsbury. But FC Isle of Man are breaking down the left-hand side here with Dean Pinnington up to the halfway line. Pinnington can't quite get past his marker. Now picking up the pieces here is Harvey Roberts. West Didsbury and Charlton bringing it out to that left-hand side. Well, it was initially saved by Mark Blair at his near post. It came out to Brendan Dawson, who got the rebound header. And then there was an FC Isle of Man player in the way, and there were a couple of screams from West Didsbury and Charlton players there, Darren, for a handball. Nothing given.
Yeah, I can't see anything from my point of view up here, but West Didsbury and Charlton very close to finding a third in this game.
Martin with the goal kick for West Didsbury and Charlton out to the left-hand side, and that is indeed the last action of the first half, and it is the title-chasing side that are in control of the break here at the ball. Half-time, FC Isle of Man 0, West Didsbury and Charlton 2. Sweeping it out to the left-hand side to the feet of Billy Matthews. Clipped into the box. Maitland will clear on the edge of the FC Isle of Man penalty area as far as Harvey Roberts, who wants to take it down his right foot and does so. That's a nice ball. Caleb Parkinson across the six-yard area. There's Maitland to clear for FC Isle of Man out to his left to Whitley. Short little pass back to Baines. Gelling back to Whitley on the left-hand side, trying to streak away down the left-hand side. Caleb Parkinson, though, of West Didsbury and Charlton having none of it. It's given straight away to Parkinson. It's a poor pass. Parkinson's going to look across goal. There's Lazenbreed. He somehow headed it wide of Mark Blair's left-hand post. Well, Caleb Parkinson managed to intercept the loose pass from Steve Whitley, got past his marker, clipped it to Lazenbury, 6 yards out, and it looked like the ball actually went about a foot or two behind him, Darren Jordan Lazenbury. He's had to readjust and improvise, got his head to it, but has only been able to direct it past Mark Blair's left-hand post, a warning for FC Isle of Man.
It was, and I think, yeah, Lazenbury just seemed to misjudge the flight of the ball there. I think last second he realised that it was actually behind him, and he just couldn't quite get his head, his head onto the ball, and yeah, that could have been 3-0 to West Didsbury if he got it right.
Headed back forward by Adam Jones. Luke Booth, referee's gone down after a little bit of a collision with the West Didsbury and Charlton player, which prompts some ironic jeers over to our left-hand side. Nothing doing, though. Referee's back on his feet. Steve Whitley on the throne for FC Isle of Man. Short one back to Sam Baines. Looks to the edge of the West Didsbury and Charlton penalty area. Michael Williams chests it back into Luke Booth from a tight angle. Goes low for goal and into the back of the net. FC Isle of Man have one back. FC Isle of Man one. West Didsbury and Charlton 2, it's Luke Booth. A speculative ball into the penalty area, and it was Michael Williams, the substitute, managed to chest it into the back of Luke Booth, who just continued his run, and from a tight angle on his left foot, he lashed it across Oliver Martin and into the goalkeeper's bottom left-hand corner. They've struggled to really threaten the West Didsbury and Charlton defence so far in this second half, but out of nowhere, they've managed to get themselves a lifeline here, Darren, with less than 5 minutes of normal time left. 1-2.
Yeah, and game on, and this is what we say all the time with FC Isle of Man especially. They always seem to have these moments in games where they seem to be behind, but just one goal maybe gets them back into it. Maybe if they can salvage a draw here, they'll be very elated. But that comes from Michael Williams just being really physical in the West Didsbury box that we haven't really seen from FC Isle of Man in this game so far.
By our reckoning, we've played just over 2 minutes of the additional five so far. Baines for FC Isle of Man cuts it infield to Gelling on the edge of his penalty area. Short pass out to the left for Carl Clark, who clears first time. Harvey Roberts is under that for the visitors. Cushion header infield for Moscrop. It looks over the top. That's a good ball into the path of Caleb Robinson. Squares it for Lazenbury. And surely that is the game wrapped up for West Didsbury and Charlton. He buries it in the back of the net. Jordan Lazenbury with his 13th of the season. FC Isle of Man 1, West Didsbury and Charlton 3. And it's one ball over the top of the FC Isle of Man defence into Caleb Parkinson. They beat the offside trap, squared to Lazenbury. And first time, he's absolutely unmarked. He just had to put it either side of the goalkeeper and does so. And just like that, the faint glimmer of light that FC Isle of Man had of getting something from this game has been emphatically extinguished. West Didsbury and Charlton will be continuing their charge toward the top. 3-1 to the visitors, Darren. Game over.
Yeah, game over. Lazenbury, we've spoken about him a lot in this game, about how he's not really had many opportunities, but that's what a striker does, I suppose. They're always in the right position, like a striker like him with the 13th goal of the season.
One ball over the top of the FC Isle of Man defence that was just timed and weighted perfectly. Yeah. That opened up all sorts of options. Caleb Parkinson and Jordan Lazenbury, they couldn't have had an easier task. It was just a straightforward pass and Lazenbury completely unmarked to tap it home.
Yeah, exactly. And that's probably going to be a bit of a concern for Rick Holland in this game, is just how easily West Didsbury have been able to score their goals in this game.
And that is the full-time whistle. West Didsbury and Chorlton continue their charge toward the top of the table for FC Alamann. It's back-to-back home defeats full-time. FC Alamann 1, West Didsbury and Chorlton 3.
Manx Radio Sport.